Today, we're going to be discussing a whopper with artificial intelligence and what that means to your bank account and your financial situation. It's pretty explosive, and I think Elon Musk and others, even the creator of a lot of AI, has spoken seriously about the infiltration of AI into all of our lives. I mean, AI is getting to the point where they can mock your voice. They can take your face. They're creating things to cause a lot of fraud. So we're finding out that artificial intelligence is moving at incredible speed. And I remember being told by a gentleman who was in computers who said once they get to quantum computer level, where transactions can be computed tens of thousands of times a second, way ahead of what they used to do, we're going to see very, very dramatic shifts in our society. And I have to say, a lot of it is not going to be good. I do believe this is how we not only become enslaved, but I hate to say it this way, it sure does seem like Terminator is going to probably come true. Humans are very arrogant, and there's a really good chance that AI will overcome human writing and human direction and probably take over systems, potentially could even take over nuclear systems. And I know they think they have fail safes, but I happen to disagree. I think that we're going to see some real serious problems with AI, and I think that's why Elon Musk himself even voiced it. But, you know, it's changing rapidly. These advances are not only set to really reshape everything we know and all of our reality, but they could leave many of us losing our savings, our investments. There are going to be major issues in security and protection. And what's interesting, I think, is a little bit of conspiracy, is this AI may even or could be used to convince us to go to some form of digital ID, digital currency, because we will need that level of authentication, which to me would be just the opposite, because if we go full digital, then we become susceptible to crime and corruption at the highest level. I do know they can't stop it. Even the Federal Reserve got hacked and lost hundreds of millions of dollars by foreign hackers. So it's not foolproof, and it is very, very scary. There is a, according to a cybercrime expert, his name is Mark Masick, who he also works as a lawyer, and he helps victims reclaim the losses that they get in their savings after they fall victim to this on the internet. So I really, this is a very important program for many of the retired and elderly population. And for those that are younger, please, please spread the news and information to parents, to grandparents, and people you know that are older, even if they're smart. Do not ever, ever talk to anybody that you don't know. Be careful, because even if you use the word yes, they can take that and do things with it. Hang up on people. Do not talk to people. And I don't care if they say they're the bank, they're anyone. You do not talk to them. You hang up and call the entity that from the number you know to call, like a bank, you call that bank directly and you talk to them. Because this is getting very, very serious, and there's a lot of people falling victim. Even my own mother fell victim slightly to it, which was shocking. She knew better, but they're very, very good at what they do. But this cyber expert warned in an interview with a German newspaper that the authorities are going to be powerless to stop this new coming crime wave. It will see criminals using AI tools to fleece millions of people out of their money. AI is a great tool, don't get me wrong, but cyber criminals are going to be using it to create phishing emails, robocalls, and even voice recordings of people that sound like you know. Now, for instance, using like ChatGPT, they can write malicious code that can be used immediately. And we haven't really talked about the deep fakes, the voice phishing, the faces and voice recreation. We're currently seeing the start of a revolutionary development in cybercrime. Next year and the year after that is going to have tremendous consequence, and it's going to be reaching a whole new level, said Masick. With AI tools, the cyber criminals will be able to deploy novel machine-written code to steal personal information, hack accounts en masse. I even contend the Russians really are good with this. And if it hits the fan too hard, inside sources I have say Russians will be able to delete your bank accounts. You will one day wake up and your account won't be there. Oh, it's on a server. They'll get to the server. That's why I contend if you haven't, you better call Cornerstone Asset Metals. We are very educated. We've been doing this a long time. There's new companies coming along every day. They're just salespeople, scripted salespeople, who all of a sudden open up bullion companies. Stay away from them. They're not knowledgeable enough in the depth of what's going on. Call Cornerstone and really get yourself protected in your bank system, in your accounts. But what's happening is the advent of the AI voice. Well, let me kind of go back on this. This machine code is unbelievable. Like it literally will emulate, let's say, your daughter or son's voice, even a visual. If they could get to that point where I can identify a visual AI person, some people may not probably. But the advent of this voice mimicry tool could also allow hackers to bypass voice authentication systems, trick family members into sending money to you or them. The cybercrime had exploded in the last decade or so. We've been seeing it, and the Europeans are increasingly the target of thieves. And unfortunately for the Europeans, they're moving so close to a digital world, it's becoming worse and worse for them. As a matter of fact, Europe is really going down the toilet in many ways, stealing freedoms and doing total totalitarian control over their people. It's very sad. We're seeing it here in America. Don't kid you know what's going on here. I mean, we got Bolsheviks running the country. The Constitution is violated, and they will put people in jail and take people away, just like the Bolsheviks did. There is no more rule of law. There's laws for you, but not for they. And it's getting pretty darn scary, even in here in America. I do contend, I am still very optimistic that we, the people, can rise up, but the system is rigged against us. And if we, the people, don't overwhelmingly go beyond political lines, this is not a Democrat issue, a Republican issue, an independent issue. This is a we, the people issue. Even in the kingdom where I like to, you know, serve, I'm moving away to some extent on that because I realize it's all the people out there. God's people are all people. Even if they're not saved, they're his children. And we need to try to help everyone we can. And in the process of helping, maybe we can even lead them to the Lord if they're not there. But right now, this is something we need to spread to everyone. It is that serious. These cyber crimes are not going to back down. And it's getting a lot worse. Now, a lot of this is coming out of Germany, which it's okay because Germany is the industrial breadbasket of Europe. But we're seeing it here in the United States as well. Like I said, I know firsthand, I have had clients who've been scammed from people in China and other countries. So you have to know that it is here. But even in just as much as 2021, Germany's Federal Office of Information Security has reported that the cybercrime was higher in Germany than ever before. They're talking about cybercrime gangs are actually recruiting new employees openly on the internet, and in Southeast Asia especially. These are human trafficking gangs. They take people's passports and they force them to commit criminal acts. For example, they may tell them that you first have to earn 100,000 euros, and then you'll get your passport back. But of course, that never happens. He said that even love scams can now become automated and target thousands of people at a time using AI chatbots. This is more profitable, they're finding, because the love scammer no longer has to devote themselves entirely to one person and get them to pay. But he can scale and automate his scam and do it dozens of times at the same time. The cybercrime expert was warning that one of the main issues in the global nature of cybercrime, one of Masek's clients was recently robbed of 800,000 euros, and the police essentially just said there's nothing they can do. They discontinued the investigation. You have to understand that how this stuff works is the computers ping. They send out these scams. They ping computers and they use other people's computers without them knowing it. And so they'll move this scam through 12, 20 different computers. And so investigators can never find out where the end result is. And that's actually extremely scary. In this particular case, they were talking about that there is a discontinuance order, which essentially states that the experience shows that the perpetrators live abroad. They're living in a lot of it, Southeast Asia, Nigeria, India, and are therefore difficult to catch. And this is going to be a global thing. And yet we want to let the power elites take us to a global one world order, digital ID, digital currency. But yet they don't have control of half the world. That's the West is very disillusioned. They don't understand that America and Europe are not in control of the world. You have half the world, if not more of the population. They can care less about the United States and about Europe. So this is going to get really serious because we can't just march into Nigeria. We can't march into these foreign countries and start investigating. And you're finding a lot of these hackers do operate from these countries. I've come across it. I've had people hand over phone calls to me, and I listen through the scam. And then I, in my colorful way, tell them that I know exactly where they are and I'm coming to rip their heads off. But, you know, the bottom line is these criminals are in other countries and they're not going to get caught. But what's going to happen is if you fall to this, victim to this, it's not just internet scams. It's getting down to the point where they're going to be getting banking information. They will be able to fool people in empty bank accounts. I've already heard the reports happening here in the United States of that. And that is a really big problem. They're not going to be able to catch these people. Because they're in another country like this, there's really not much they can do about it. The, you know, there was even writings to public prosecutors that it couldn't be the case that about the damaged amount, what was almost €1 million in this case, it wasn't even being investigated at all because they didn't even know. They couldn't just march into these other countries and demand it. We don't have that global understanding, nor will we, because a lot of the world is tired of Europe, England, the United States, and their bully tactics, and they're really falling into the BRICS and the Chinese, and this is going to change drastically, folks. But the criminal code no longer really applies on the internet. That's the problem. We have criminal codes on the internet for each country, like in Europe or the United States, but it doesn't apply globally. And I can see where they could try to use that to take over the internet. But then there again, those power elites or those that are in control, are they themselves a lot of times criminals? So this is going to really be a problem. And yes, you should be upset about this. The police simply do not have the expertise. Even the governments don't have the expertise or know-how to properly investigate these cyber crimes. And I feel like these police are really underfunded in the United States. They're attacking the police. You have these George Soros DAs that are designed through the Cloward Piven strategy to create ultimate chaos within the country. They're letting criminals go. It blows my mind why they do that. Now, I know it's done for a bigger reason. It's not about equity. It has nothing to do with race. It has nothing to do with anything like that. It is a Cloward Piven strategy to bring chaos into the system so people will beg for a central solution. Basically, you will beg to be enslaved, which is really the insanity of itself. But they're not letting, well, put it that way, they are letting these criminals just get away with it. California is releasing people from jail, the murderers and rapists are even getting away with their crimes. You can go into a store in California and steal up to $1,000. They don't even report it. I mean, this is insanity. Now what you're doing is you're breeding a young generation of criminal mindset, gangster mindset, that know they can't go to jail or they won't go to jail or they will be released early. Greatest example is what happened in Las Vegas, where there's two youths. I think they were like 17 and 18 years old. They were actually recording on their phone them driving around Las Vegas, acting as if they're in a video game, and they were running over people who were bike riding. One gentleman, they rode over. When you see the video, they ran right over him. He flipped over the car. He was a retired police chief, just a, seemed like a wonderful man, wonderful family, grandchildren. They killed him. And one of the criminals actually told the police, I'm going to be out of here in 30 days. This is the mindset. That's why these crimes are moving. In San Francisco, you can't even park your car. It's guaranteed you're going to get your windows broken. And they're going to steal anything they see. This is insanity. These cities are going right down the toilet under these particular district attorneys. And you're seeing this kind of Cloward Piven strategy feed into the overall narrative of communism and destroying the essence of freedom that most of the Western world has gotten used to doing. We thought we had freedom, but it's not. And unfortunately, there's not a lot being done to strengthen, you know, international cooperation between law enforcement, and it won't. Because I really believe what we're seeing with what we used to have a unipolar world where the United States dollar and the U.S. dominated, ever since we went to war with Russia here through Ukraine as proxy, we stole, of course, hundreds of billions of dollars of Russian money. That's not going over too well. And so what we did is we created a new multipolar world where now you have the BRIC nations, you know, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, and even a lot of our allies are now joining into the BRICS. Even in the Middle East, where a lot of the oil comes from, they're going into the BRICS. And we now have what we call a multipolar world. And we're going to have a world that's going to be divisive. But a lot of people don't realize the biggest problem for that, especially for the United States, if you study history, especially through the Roman Empire and others, when you get to this level of debt that the United States is in and the obligations to the tune of hundreds of trillions of dollars that we don't have, you're walking into the end of a nation, of an empire. We're the seventh stage right now, I believe, of seven stages of an empire. And the last stage is when there's a loss of confidence in the currency. Currently, there is still confidence in the dollar, but you are seeing nations move away from the dollar. They have already walked away from the petrodollar agreement, as we know. And you're seeing even Saudi Arabia now do oil and energy transactions with the Chinese yuan. This is really important to understand because when you create the amount of currency that the United States has, meaning printing money, the M2 supply, when you create a lot of that, when you start losing the demand, which a lot of countries are now walking away from, a lot of that starts to come home. And as that comes home, we here start to experience not just inflation, but hyperinflation. And so as these crimes are picking up and the cyber crimes are getting real, your bank account's not safe. You have to be very careful. And remember, I'll leave you with this one. Your bank account, your brokerage account is not yours. I know that doesn't sound, you know, logical, but if you just understand the MF Global case that happened, the John Corzine case that happened years ago, the judge ruled that the bank accounts and your, you know, like your Fidelity and your brokerage firm accounts, you're considered an unsecured creditor. You actually have given the bank a loan and the bank is obligated to pay you back that loan. But I can tell you in bankruptcy proceedings, the very first people to get paid back, now this was written into the 2008 Dodd-Frank law, the very first people to get paid back will be derivative holders. That right there should scare you to the bone because derivative holders are in the tune of literally a quadrillion dollars. So there is no money left. You think FDIC is there? You better read the fine print. It's not. Because derivative holders get paid back first. Secured creditors get paid back second. You, we the people, our unsecured creditors, we get paid back third. And I can tell you what's that going to look like. For every dollar you have in that institution, you will get back pennies, if nothing at all. You don't think it can happen? In 2008, General Motors bondholders, the retired people, people that bought bonds in General Motors who thought it was as solid could get. I remember the day when Obama did this. During the massive bailout in 2008, the bondholders for General Motors got zero. They lost all their money. If you have all of your money in a bank account or a brokerage account, it is the biggest mistake you will ever make right now. At least be diversified 50% out of the system into tangible assets. Why I think gold and silver is very important, especially silver. And just watch out for all those companies. A vast majority, if a company says they're a gold company, that's not where you want to go. Because gold companies are there to give you 90% premiums, unbelievable ripoff and gouging and raping of commission. And then when you try to sell the product back to them, they charge you 25, 30% just to sell it back to them. It's outrageous. Stick with somebody that you can trust that's been in the business a long time, and Cornerstone Asset Metals is there to do that. But please spread the word to anyone you know that is elderly. I even put my own mother on notice. If you get any phone call related to money in any way, you call me first and then you go to the institution second. Because if you don't talk to me, I'm not bailing you out. That's it. It's over. We've got to help protect people. And it's not just the elderly, of course. One of my clients was probably in their 50s, and they got completely ripped off too by these scams. There's something about the way they do it and using artificial intelligence and voice mimicking of people you know. They're even starting to use facial. It's going to get really ugly. And it's something very important we need to pay attention to. So until next time, God bless you.
With all of the recent changes in the political and financial markets, there has never been a better time than right now to invest in silver and gold. When governments simply print billions of dollars in paper money in hopes of solving financial shortfalls, you know that it is time to buy and hold assets of true and lasting value. Free information is available to you right now by calling 888-747-3309. Whether you are a new investor or you're interested in preserving the value of your retirement accounts, we make it easy for you to make smart decisions for your financial future. The specialists at Cornerstone are here to serve you, work to satisfy your retirement goals, and communicate with respect. Call us right now at 888-747-3309. That's 888-747-3309. Or visit us online at cornerstoneassetmetals.com. That's cornerstoneassetmetals.com.